This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian President Vladimir Putin is sharply dismissing U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. That includes demands for millions of dollars in ransom to restore corporate computer operating systems. President Putin interjected the claims as farcical in a wide-ranging interview with NBC News. His remarks came just days ahead of his Wednesday summit with U.S. President Biden in Geneva. Cyber attacks are expected to be a key point of contention in the talks. The Russian leader said the U.S. has not once produced evidence or proof. In April, Biden expelled 10 Russian diplomats and imposed new sanctions on six Russian technology companies. Putin told the state TV channel Rossiya 1 on Sunday that Russia was willing to extradite cyber criminals on an equal basis with the U.S. Although it was not clear what attacks on Russian corporate entities he was claiming had originated in the United States. Biden said at a news conference in Britain at the end of the G7 summit of leading industrialized countries that he was open to the idea of a prisoner swap. NATO leaders have declared China as a constant security challenge, saying it is working to undermine global order. And they say they're worried about how fast the Chinese are developing nuclear missiles. The NATO leaders said a summit in Brussels on Monday that China's goals and assertive behavior present systemic challenges to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed the next planned easing of coronavirus restrictions will be delayed by 4 weeks. The Prime Minister says the extension is a result of the Delta variant spreading. In a press briefing Monday, Prime Minister Johnson said he is confident that he won't need more than 4 weeks as millions more people get fully vaccinated against the virus, which could save thousands of lives. He said it is sensible to wait just a little longer and that now is the time to ease off the accelerator. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants across 119 sites in the United States and Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. The demand for COVID-19 shots in the U.S. has dropped off dramatically, but the need for more vaccines around the world remains critical. Zimbabwe is reintroducing a lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread of the COVID outbreak. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga said in a televised speech this weekend that complacency has resulted in a spike in COVID cases. Israel's new governing coalition has promised to reach out to neglected foreign allies as well as to heal divisiveness at home. The new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, secured a razor-thin margin to oust Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday. But the longtime leader showed no signs of backing down, vowing Monday to depose his rivals and saying he was cheated out of power. Prime Minister Bennett held a brief handover meeting in the afternoon with his predecessor, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. That was a sign of Netanyahu's lingering anger and hostility toward the new government. Lithuania marked the start of a mass deportation 80 years ago by the Soviet Union by laying a bouquet of flowers on railway tracks. At the time of the deportation, the Soviet Union was occupying the Baltic nation. Some 280,000 people were eventually sent to the Siberian gulags. People who were considered opposed to Moscow or deemed counter-revolutionary elements were sent to Siberia from Lithuania, and few returned, considered one of the darkest chapters in Lithuania's recent history. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.